Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, 31st of July. Coming up in today's episode, Amit Shah claims Kerala was warned of potential landslide deaths. Privilege complaint against Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting Anurag Thakur's caste speech in Lok Sabha. Delhi High Court cracks down on MCD in the aftermath of coaching centre deaths. And Iran vows payback against Israel after Hamas leader's death. First up, BJP MP Anurag Thakur's Jati Ramag thinly veiled attack at leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi in Lok Sabha in relation with caste census has snowballed into a full-blown controversy. The main opposition has submitted a privilege complaint against Prime Minister Narendra Modi for praising Mr. Thakur for his speech. Jalandhar MP and former Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi has submitted a complaint to the Lok Sabha Secretary General. Mr. Channi said in his letter that certain objectionable remarks made by Mr. Thakur were expunged from the proceedings of the House. Quote, "It is, however, shocking to note that these expunged portions has been tweeted by the Prime Minister on X along with the whole speech video. In addition to other objectionable expunged words in the speech, had also been tweeted as laid down in the practice and procedure of Parliament by Kaul and Shatkir," unquote, he has said. Mr. Channi told NDTV that expunged remarks cannot be publicly repeated, but the Prime Minister publicized them by tweeting. On the BJP's contention that the remarks had not been expunged, when the Prime Minister tweeted, he said they were expunged in the House right away. Amid the row over the five-time MP's remark, the Prime Minister shared a video of Mr. Thakur's speech on X and said it is a must hear. Quote, "This speech by my young and energetic colleague, Shri Anurag Thakur, is a must hear. A perfect mix of facts and humour exposing the dirty politics of the Indy Alliance," unquote, the Prime Minister wrote. Mr. Thakur's remark against Mr. Gandhi drew a sharp response from the opposition benches yesterday. Senior Congress MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, had assured the remarks would be expunged. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said that while expunged comments are edited out of the videos uploaded online, Sansad TV has uploaded the unedited speech in this case. Quote, "This is a new and shameful low in the annals of India's parliamentary history. It reflects the BJP RSS and Mr. Modi's deep-rooted casteism," unquote, Mr. Ramesh alleged. And next, Kerala was given warnings about landslides and potential deaths, Union Home Minister Amit Shah claimed today. As per the latest estimation, over 150 people have been killed, over 200 injured, and many feared still trapped under the rubble and debris caused by the major landslides in Wayanad since Tuesday. Inclement weather and unstable ground is hampering the search and rescue operations. The Army and the Air Force are also engaged in the rescue efforts. Two columns of Army personnel and two IAF helicopters have been deployed. Additionally, NDRF, SDRF and a dog squad are assisting the rescue operations. The tragedy has moved the neighbouring state of Tamil Nadu to send rescue teams and monetary support. And the centre has announced all possible help to Kerala to deal with the tragedy. However, Amit Shah said in Parliament today that the Pinarayi Vijayan-led Kerala government was warned by the centre a week before the landslides hit Wayanad, adding that the centre had dispatched 9 NDRF teams to Kerala after heavy rainfall was predicted for the southern state. Quote, 9 NDRF teams were sent to Kerala in advance. The Kerala government did not evacuate people in time," unquote, Amit Shah said in Rajya Sabha. He added that India is one of the few countries in the world that can give a 7-day advance warning for natural disasters. The calamity has turned the once vibrant communities into ghost towns. Flattened buildings, mud-filled potholes and cracked land dotted with huge boulders is how Mudakai Junction and nearby Churalmala town in Kerala's Wayanad look today. Churalmala is known for its scenic and picturesque waterfalls. It was quite a sought-after tourist destination. However, now mounds of mud and debris cover the once picturesque spot, and giant boulders that are brought down by the floodwaters from the top of the hill have covered the area that was only a few days ago bustling with life. And next, the Delhi High Court today posed tough questions for the Municipal Corporation of Delhi today, including asking if civic officials were jailed for negligence and summoned the MCD director to explain the lack of urban planning during a plea for a high-level probe into three students' death in a coaching basement last week. Meanwhile, the court has also demanded answers from the police after the court forcefully evicted protesting students. The police have arrested seven people, including the owner of the building and the proprietor of the coaching center. The arrested also include the driver of a car that was speeding through the flooded street, sending a wave of rainwater into the basement. That arrest was questioned by the court. The hearing began with a strong statement from the petitioner, who said, "We are living in a jungle where people are dying of fire and water." There was also mention of a letter from June last year that the petition said was regarding illegal operation of Rao's IAS study circle. It added that no action was taken then, despite two reminders. The police were also warned that failure to properly investigate would prompt the court to transfer the case to a central agency. The hearing has been adjourned till 2:30 p.m. on Friday. The 25-year-olds Tanya Soni and Shreya Yadav and 28-year-old Naveen Dalvin drowned last week in the flooded basement of a coaching center in Rajendranagar. Preliminary inquiries into the tragedy have unearthed multiple violations by the owners of the building and coaching center, including using the basement without due clearance and lying to obtain a certificate from the fire department. A furious court also questioned the competence of city engineers. The court said, and I quote, "Today, if you ask an MCD official to plan drains, they will not be able to do it. They don't even know where the drains are. Everything is mixed up. It is absolutely chaotic." Breaking from breaking news, did you know that the most celebrated playwrights in the world, William Shakespeare, had a role in Google's creation? Well, he did to some extent. Billionaire Richard Branson recently revealed that the famed poet and author William Shakespeare played a huge role in the creation of the Google search engine. Mr. Branson took to LinkedIn to share how Google co-founder Sergey Brin told him about the inspiration, which was perhaps one of Shakespeare's most famous quotes, "To be or not to be." Ask Jeeves used to be the dominant search engine in the olden days, if one can remember that far. But it required a very particular structure of words, and your input had to be absolutely accurate in order for the algorithm to recognize what you want from it. Branson says Sergey decided to search "to be or not to be." Just that. Jeeves struggled to show him what he was looking for. This became a part of the inspiration for Sergey and Larry Page to create Google. They needed to come up with an algorithm that could cover all search terms, no matter which way you worded it. Mr. Branson wrote, quote, "To be was the choice Sergey took, which is always a good idea. It reminded me of the time I was on stage with Larry and he mentioned how I had founded more than 400 companies while he had only founded one. Quick as a flash, I replied, I'll swap." Unquote. And next, could Iran's response to Ismail Haniyeh's death escalate the existing conflict in West Asia? Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed to avenge the death of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in his country and said that those behind this assassination will face harsh punishment. Quote, "The criminal terrorist Zionist regime martyred our dear guest in our country and has caused our grief, but it has also prepared the ground for a severe punishment," unquote, Khamenei said in a post on X. In a separate post, he wrote, quote, "Following this bitter, tragic event, which has taken place within the borders of the Islamic Republic, it is our duty to take revenge," unquote. This post had no names or countries mentioned. The Palestine-based group Hamas confirmed their leader's death and called it a great escalation by Israel. Ismail Haniyeh and one of his bodyguards were killed after their residence was targeted in Iran, according to a Hamas statement. Hamas said Ismail Haniyeh was killed in a, quote, "treacherous Zionist raid on his residence in Tehran on Tuesday morning. The group said an investigation is on to find out more details about the attack. Haniyeh was in the Iranian capital to attend the swearing-in of Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian. Quote, "Brother leader Mujahid Ismail Haniyeh, the head of the movement, died in a Zionist strike on his headquarters in Tehran after he participated in the inauguration of the new president," unquote, the Hamas statement reads. Iran's Revolutionary Guards also confirmed his death, saying Haniyeh's residence in Tehran was hit and he was killed along with a bodyguard. Israel claims that their war in Gaza is against Hamas, which they deem a terror organization. The news follows the killing of an alleged Hezbollah commander in Lebanon at the hands of IDF or Israel Defense Forces 24 hours earlier. Israel declared Hezbollah to be responsible for the airstrike in Israel-occupied Golan Heights earlier this week, which killed dozens of children and teenagers. However, Hezbollah had denied any involvement in the attack. Israel vowed a payback, which they delivered. Several news reports internationally and nationally have said the risk of war between Israel and Hezbollah has grown following the strike in Golan Heights and Israel's response in Lebanon in a civilian area. As for the latest attack, the attack on Iranian soil and death of its close ally will pressure Tehran to react against Israel, which has been hunting alleged Hamas leaders to avenge the October 7 attack led by Hamas, which killed 1,200 Israelis. However, Israel's counterstrikes in Gaza since then has killed over 39,000 people, mostly civilian children and women, according to Health Ministry in Gaza run by Hamas. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.